Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A man has been killed in a road accident overnight near Stradbally in County Laois. This follows the death at the weekend of five-year-old Aaron Hussain, who died after being hit by a car near his home in Port Laois. Well, I'm joined now by Stephen Miller, owner and managing editor of Laois Today. Two tragic incidents, Stephen, over the weekend. Can we begin with this latest news this morning about the death of that man near Stradbally? Now, this happened late last night and the Gardaí are appealing for witnesses.
That's correct, Claire, and it's absolutely a dreadful weekend in Laois for road accidents and road deaths. And the accident that happened last night, it happened on the N80 road, which a lot of people would be familiar with, between Carlow and Stradbally, would be the busy main road. A lot of people would travel between Port Laois and Carlow. And it happened on the Carlow side of Stradbally and the Carlow side of the Windy Gap. So a lot of people would be familiar with the Windy Gap. It's a particularly high spot on the road, a very scenic part of the county, lovely views across the county, and anyone who would have travelled to the likes of Electric Picnic or the Ploughing Championships over the years would come that road and would be able to see into the Electric Picnic and across to the Ploughing. So a very sort of iconic road in Laois, and this man in his 70s, we believe, was hit by a car at about 20 to 11 last night on the Carlow side of the Windy Gap. So the road is closed this morning. It's down to one lane of traffic and the scene has been preserved. And just tragic news. The man is aged in his 70s. He's from the Stradbally area, not far from where he was killed. And, you know, Stradbally is a small, local, tight-knit community and everyone knows each other and would be quite connected to each other, and just coming to terms with this tragedy this morning.
And this comes, as I said, just after we had that news, which people were really reeling after the death of five-year-old Aaron Hussain, and his lovely photograph is on the front of many of the papers this morning.
Yeah, you know, you need a heart of stone not to be touched by that. Like, such a beautiful young boy, you know, a five-year-old boy, student in the Port Laois Educate Together school in the town, and tragic accident in the housing estate on the Kilminchy area of Port Laois. So anyone familiar with Port Laois, Kilminchy is a new area that has been built up sort of over the last 25 years or so. It's on the Dublin Road side of the town. And a large sort of housing estate, huge population in that area. This accident happened at about sometime between 4 and 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And Gardaí are appealing for anyone with road, with dash cam footage or anything to come forward. But Aaron was a junior infant student in the Educate Together school in Port Laois. And that community is absolutely shocked. This morning I was speaking to one of their teachers yesterday. And, you know, it's just such a devastating tragedy for all of them. I walked by his dad's barber shop this morning. It's the Classic Barbers in Lister Square in Port Laois. A lot of people would be familiar with. It's a long-established barber shop in the town. Very busy spot, you know, welcoming, well-run establishment. And his dad, Takir, was sort of the main man there. And, you know, just his picture up on the window of it, and the shop closed for business today, it just really brings it home. And his mum, Irina Novikova, would also be well-known. She runs a beauty bar, Lash Studios, in Keelu Business Park in the town. So the family would be very well-known. And as you said, that picture on the front of a lot of papers this morning, just, you know, gorgeous little young boy with his life ahead of him and tragically cut short.
Yeah, and I know Gardaí are appealing for any information, but our thoughts are with the family, the wider friends, and of course his little school friends as well, who are dealing with that news along with their teachers in the Educate Together. Stephen, thank you so much for bringing us that news from Laois. That's Stephen Miller from Laois Today.